That's that kind of thing.
What's the matter now?
It's cold. Hopefully it's gonna get here.
It's coming out hot. I can't see in the back of it. I'll just come to the front.
Oh, they're right
here. Today is Zois Chanukah. Tomorrow is Ois Chanukah. To those who want to be Mavasar or Mazel Tov to Rabbi Roberg, or to the Friedmans if they haven't yet. So tomorrow is Ois Chanukah already. We call it Zois Chanukah because in the Kriyas HaTorah we say Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach, and the Sfarim HaKadoshim of the recent few hundred years made a big asik about Zois Chanukah. Ad kedei that what Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or maybe even Hoshanah Rabba doesn't do, aber Zois Chanukah can do it. Remez, we always say this, the Remez, that Parshas Vayelech has 30 psukim for the tzaddikim that are Oisik B'tshuva from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Rosh Hashanah, which is 30 days, so that's the 30 psukim of Vayelech. Nitzavim has 40 psukim for the Beinanim Tluyim that go from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Ha'azinu has 52 psukim for those that wait for the Piskatava, 52 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Hashanah Rabbah. But now, Achshar Dorah, that we have another opportunity, B'zois, Zois Chanukah, 122 days, 30 and 40 and 52 is 122. Pashas Kisavi is also 122. And therefore, we can still chaperayin by Zois Chanukah. The Megala Mukah Springs and others for him talk about this also, that originally Yaakov and Esav made a chaluka about the chadoshim, where they're shoylet on. And Esav is shoylet on Tevis Shvat Adar and Tammuz of Elul. Each one had 6 months. Yaakov Avinu already took Elul and half of Av, from Tu B'Av till Rosh Chodesh, till Rosh Hashanah. Yaakov already took that. Mordechai took from Tu B'Shvat till the end of Adar. He already took that. But there's still a shilton of Esav on 3 months. V'titzpineyu shloisha yirachim. And that's from Tevis until Tu B'Shvat and from Tammuz through until Tu B'Av. So Tevis is avada the shilton of Esav. Tevis, it's dark. Tevis is depressing. And the oyer of Chanukah, when we started on Chafhei, Zois Chanukah, kriechs arayin already into Tevis. It kriechs arayin into Tevis and lights up the Tevis. So Adarabba, we can take the oyer of Chanukah and I want a dingzach on Zois Chanukah, Ois Chanukah. It's brought down that mezuzah b'yamin, ner Chanukah b'smal, and the person is with a talus b'emtza. And that's, by the way, Rosh Tevis Machat. Mezuzah, Chanukah, talus, Machat. Pischuli Pesach kechudei shel Machat. V'ani eftach lechem. Makshim ha'olam, where's the talus? You're lighting at night. Where's the talus? Rav Chaim Scheinberg lit with his tzitzis. It was right before Shkia, he was wearing his talus. But the derech klal, a person is not mutif b'talus. So where's the memches tes? Steinmetzim and the talus. Okay, that's a good teretz. But I want to say a different teretz. The kasha is that, you know, al necht van agans yar, you have the mezuzah. And maybe during the days of the year, you have the talus, but then you don't have the Chanukah. The Chanukah is only by night. Then you're on the talus. That was the kasha. The teretz is the Chanukah is not there just for those 8 days. If you tell the vech, the mokam of the Chanukah for those 8 days, it's not Zois Chanukah and then Ois Chanukah. Faket, the Chanukah blinds. Let the talus be by day. Oh, but the Chanukah blinds. The pisfuli pesach kechudish al machat. The roishim that you can make and take on from Zois Chanukah, you can take it far. And you can take it to the highest matrega. This far and bring down that in the Kriyas HaTorah of Zois Chanukah, there's 49 psukim. 49 psukim. But Moshe Rabbeinu was niskash in the Menorah. He didn't know the 50th, the Shar Hanun. That's what he didn't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marahim that on the Menorah there's kaftoirim and prochim and gevim, altogether 49 of those accessories. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the 50th. The 50th is the Menorah Alein. The Menorah Alein. Another Nakuda, it's interesting, we say Hallel. There are various days during the year we say Hallel, and a lot of them have Isser Malacha. But there are 8 days that do have Isser Malacha and are a Moyah that we don't say Hallel. And they are Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and 6 days of Pesach. We only say Hallel the first day of Pesach. So the 8 days of Chanukah, Aber etzem keneged, there's no Isser Malacha, but you have Hallel, are parallel to those 8 days. The Sfarim say the first 6 days are keneged, the 6 days of Pesach, the 7th day is keneged, Rosh Hashanah, and finally, Zois Chanuk is keneged, Yom Kippur. Others compare it to Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is Ikvu Alai Yom Echad, Kosha Alai Pridaschem. Kosha Alai Pridaschem, he wants you to stay another day. So there's also Kosha Alai Pridaschem, there was a Preda, over, you know, bring back. The Zois Chanukah could be a Bechina of Shmini Atzeres. And the Sfarim say, again, I don't know how far back, a challenge to see how far back, who's the earliest one that talks about the Zois Chanukah. You know, find me a Rashba about it, or Rishonim Bechlal, or is it later on, this bear of Zois Chanukah. But they say, Rav Baruch Mimezhebush says, people don't realize how behalt and how hidden, how nistar is, that you can see the Or HaGanos. On Zois Chanukah, he says it in the Pasuk in Hallel, Me'eis Hashem hoisa Zois, Zois Chanukah. He niflos be'einenu. And it also says that the Gemara says, Mai Chanukah, Mai is 51. But if you do it all 8 days of Chanukah, Mai Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanon, should have spoken about this a couple of days ago, Mai Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanon, every day you learn the hair in Chanukah, you learn the hair in Bava Metzia. Mai times 8 is 408, which is Zois. When you do Mai again and again and again, that taka becomes Zois Chanukah. Now, I heard once from a Yid, he's not a Hasidish Yid actually, but he said a Hasidish of art, and he said like this, he says, Zois Chanukah, because all the emphasis and the koiches and the oiris and the inyoni you could poil, it all happens at the end by the Zois Chanukah. It's similar by Shalosh Shudas. Shalosh Shudas is the third of the three Sudas, but we don't call it Sudas Shlishas, some do, but we call it Shalosh Shudas, Shalosh Shudas. It has the koich and the utzma of all three. So Zois Chanukah has in it all the koiches of Chanukah. It's the ganze Shalosh Shudas, the ganze Chanukah.
What?
It was Megala that the other two are the Kavod Shabbos, otherwise you would taka hungry. And so Zois Chanukah is supposed to advise that, if you're right, I actually heard Mamasha Punkt Fakert, Litvish Nusach, not from Shalosh Shudas. Punkt Fakert, the Oilam says, if it really should be only 8, 7 days of Chanukah, which is the day that's like just extra Sveikah, the Yemen, the last day is extra. So we call it Zois Chanukah, it's like Suda Shnia, we call it Kedusha Rabbah. Punkt Fakert, it's not Kedusha Rabbah, it's like Zois Chanukah. But that's the Lishitasi, those that hold of Shalosh Shudas Torah go with the first Mahalach. It's all the Lishitasi. But the MS is that Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, the Mir Rosh Hashiva, used to say, why is it Zois Chanukah? Why is it Zois? You heard, you know? It's called Zois Chanukah because there's night saving. There's night saving. So that's the real thing. Okay, Zok to Gemara. The Mishnah says, by Shnai Yemoichzim, Ze Yishov Aloi She'en Loi Bapachas Michetzio, Vezel Yishov Aloi She'en Loi Bapachas Michetzio. Yes, Shnai Yemoichzim is Yachloiku, and it's the Oichzim is the cause for the Yachloiku, because if it wouldn't be Oichzim, it would probably be called Olam Gavar, and all the various rules of the Klali Apsak, when you say Yehemunach, called Olam Gavar and Yachloiku, but the Mishnah adds that there's a Shvua, and there are various Pshatim in the Shvua, which we're going to go be Misakim soon now, but assuming that there's a Shvua, it's interesting because how much is each one tiny? Kulei shali. Let's look about the ratio. Kulei shali. For protocol, bepashtus, what should a person swear in Bezdin? He should swear le'amet, le'ames estanosoi. You have a tiny kulei shali? Yeah, hoster gezukt. But he's also saying azoi. So we have a problem. We have to find out who's saying the truth. So be me'ames your tiny. Swear your tiny. The glatz, the thing would be to swear taka kulei shali. Now the Gemara is going to speak that out, but we're not giving you kulei. So instead, how much are we giving each one chetzi? But the Mishnah says a very awkward lashon. Ein li ba pachas michetzia. Why not swear direct out flat chetzi shali? The Gemara will speak that out also. But the opener, the Gemara asks is like this. Al de islei mishtabe oy al de leslei mishtabe. Which the way Rashi learns most of Shonim with teasingly saying, you're swearing the part that you do have, you're swearing the part that you don't have. Now again, we can go back and analyze the talis. There's the blue part, there's the green part. Each one has an ansadi on his half, and each one of her is getting his half that he deserves. Why should he dafke be getting punked the other half? He's getting the half that he deserves. All that is true. But there's an assumption here, and you have to be a real oiber chacham, but there's an assumption over here that when a guy says, and I quote the words, I don't have less than half, and I swear that I don't have less than half. If he owns 3/4, is that a true statement? What? I tricked that was a... I don't have... If he owns 3/4?
It's not a true statement.
If he says, I don't have less than half, and he has three quarters, that is a true statement. If he has three quarters,
yeah,
it is a true statement. Right? Yeah, I don't have less than half. If he has three quarters of it, that's legit. Lishitasa, keeping in sync with a Y, with his taina that's coolishly, I don't have less than half, is on par with that. But if he has less than a half, he has a quarter, a third, that's a problem. Because then he's lying. And he's making a shvur sheker. And even someone that's willing to steal, maybe he's not willing to swear falsely, which is the coming of sugya I'm trying to get there. Comes the Gemara now, the Rasslan's most of Shainim, a Moira that is smart aleck scam. A guy who sees the talus and he knows the Vadoyas 100%. Let's say, assuming it was Hakametzia, they were both running for it. Yeah, they made it dramatic in the beginning of his mind, close call, each one grabs it, did the dummy, each one really thinks he was there first, all that jazz. But there's something else going on here. Naniyah Chav Ishmai, when Shimon is thinking, when one of them is thinking about it and saying, I know Emes, let me think, I know he really got there first. He got there first, he picked it up first, and it's 100% his, and it's zero mine. Over. Call it Mayraheter, call it Stamaganev, whatever. We're gonna get to Milvi Yashana, it's because old haunted things there. Well, there's a lot of things going on in his mind. But someone that in all honesty knows that zero of it is, and he's holding by stealing. He's holding by stealing. But we know that when you confront him with a shvua, that might make him back out. Maybe not. Maybe Chashan Amamoyna, Chashan Ashwasam. That's the part of this again trying to get. But someone who's coming, Bishakron, Spiramois, with the Mayraheter, without a Mayraheter, whatever his attitude is. And add that he doesn't want to swear falsely, but he's mamish kicheshment like with the knaches. He practices in his basement a few times, but he gets him and says, yeah, I don't have less than half that he delivered the goods. I don't have less than half. Yeah, I have zero. He doesn't say that to him, right? I don't have less than half. So frek the gemara, mayra the kakasha. Rabbeinu the Alma, the whole purpose of the Shvoi, you know, just do Yechlaikum Sam, let them both walk home happy. Chalukah Yechalali Yisemes, let them walk home. Teretz is, we had a tzad to confront them both with the Shvoi. Maybe the lawyer is going to cave in. Maybe not. Maybe both will cave in. Maybe neither will cave in. Maybe one will make a Shvoi Sheker. A lot of things can happen. I can't save the whole world. But there's also that tzad that the one that's holding by stealing, but B'choli from the Shvoi will stop him. And it's not going to stop him, because if the Nusach is, and he's really Oiske Cheshmet, that I don't have less than half, yeah, and his scam is really zero is his, he's still going to make that Shvoi Sheker. As if frek the Gemara. So the Gemara speaks out. Let's get this done. Al Islam Ishtaba or the less Lemishtaba. He's swearing what he doesn't have new. Maybe he has zero and he's swearing Emes Dik. And for the Gemara, no, Amar Afuna, the Omar, you have to add an insert into the Shvoi. Cover your tracks, Bezdin, when you're implementing the Shvoi, what they're going to swear. What he says is, Shvoi Sheyesh Li Ba, the Ein Li Ba Pachas Michetzia. Don't let him get away with that scam that he has zero and he says, yeah, I don't have less than half. I have something and I don't have less than half. Now that covers all your tracks. Frek the Gemara, we still have a problem. The name is Shvoi Shekulishali. Why, Taka, don't they each one swear Kulishali flat out? All right, why is that the Glatis of the Taina? I said it already, I'm going to say it again. Because there's a Svara underlying, most of us shouldn't speak this out. The Glatis, the thing is that you should swear what your Taina is. You had a Taina in Bezdin for protocol? Swear your Taina. So the Gemara says, no. Umi Yahavina Lekulu, we're not giving you the whole thing. And even though Be'emes, it would be appropriate to swear what your full Taina is, but here, we're not giving you your full Taina because there's another player here. So, and there's a big machalekes b'shein in what these words mean. We're going to get back to it. Kama v'kama shitas. I want to set up the whole Gemara first. I'm warning you in advance. This line, mi avina lekula, this kama pshatim. Let's go to the Maaseh Devayla Rashi's pshat. Rashi says, it's a las bezdin. I mean, bezdin for protocol wants both of them to get up and say, the whole thing is mine. Bezdin knows that the psak is going to be achleku after, because bezdin knows they're going to be both walking out of half. We don't want that for protocol, each one swore kulay. There are other pshatim. Rashi's pshat is las bezdin. Frek the Gemara, continuing along. V'neim shvur shechetzishli. Great. Make a calculated cold cheshman that each one's going to get half. Let them swear on half direct. Says the Gemara, no. Mara leila dibure. That's also not legit. A guy, for protocol, in his taina was tiny kuloi. And then when he gets to shvua mode, he's going to swear flat out without like tricks and snicks. Chetzi. He's like, he didn't say chetzi before, right? Frek the Gemara, one second. Hashtanami mara leila dibure. Even when he says this, yesh li bo ve ein li bo pachas mi chetzio. That's not exactly in sync with his taina foolishly. So the Gemara says, no, add another insert. Careful, note, this new insert is not actually part of the Shvua. It's a pre-Shvua Nusach insert, but it is.
It's mentally, he's like thinking.
Machalek is trying to, excellent, I'm going to speak about that now, but let's say it. The Omar, he says, and it's all in one sentence, it's not actually the words of the Shvua. Let's say the Einish of Shvua is you get the amount of Malkus for the words of Shvua you used. Kulishli would not be part of the words of the Shvua, but the words he said, that was just the, what he says is, Kulishli, Ulidibreichet. You ready? Shvua Shvieshli Bavani Bafakh Mechetzi. That's the setup. So the Gemara Lamaisa was Machadish, two extra added inserts. The Gemara wants to know why you don't swear flat out Kula Shali. We're going to discuss that. The Gemara wants to know why you don't flat out swear Chetzi Shali. We're going to discuss that. But in the interim, what you do say, Amy Bapachas, even that wasn't enough. The Gemara added two required special inserts. One is that you say, Yeshli Ba, the Amy Bapachas Mechetzia. And also that you have the insert that you say, Kula Shali. Did we get that? Two extra inserts. One inserted into the Shavua itself, one an outside preparatory insert. The kasha that the Nachas David brings, but Bemis and the Rishonim talk about it, is that the Rambam and the Rif are mashmit, all of these extra inserts. The Rambam and the Rif bring the Mishnah Kipshutai. They don't bring all these extra added twirls. They just say, Enli Bapachas Mechetzia. What happened to the whole Shaka Batari of the Gemara? So, there are eight Tzrutzim. We'll speak at four. Speak at four Tzrutzim. The Olam here is the Kasha. The Rambam and the Rif was Mashmit, the setup, the added Kula Shali thingy, the Yeshli Ba'avol thingy. The Sheet already brings one terrorist that he says all of these inserts are just mental. Meaning we're just assuming, the Gemara doesn't mean you have to actually say the words. The Gemara was saying that's the connotation, that's the context, that's what we assume he means. And it's all in the mind, and you don't have to actually say it, and that's why the Rishonim didn't have to bring it. That's a pshat. Shita brings that both the insert of Kulishali, the pre-Kulishali insert. Again, the Mishnah's lesson was Amy Bapakas Michetia. The Gemara's double edition was Kulishali Ulidivrechem Shvua Shayeshli Ba, the Amy Bapakas Michetia. All of that is mental, it's just you don't think he's playing a trick? No, that's what he's having in mind. But Tzveit the Teretz, which only works for the Rif, but not for the Rambam, because I actually wasn't Fiat Rilam, the Rif does add the insert of Shavua Sheyesh Liba. He just skips the Kula Shali insert. And maybe the Rif holds that you don't need the Kula Shali insert because you already said Yesh Liba. In the Rambam, it's worse because the Rambam totally skips all of the extra added inserts. So again, that was already a second Teretz. One is that all of the inserts are just mental and not that you have to say it. Or in the Rift, there's a second teretz that he does bring part of the inserts, and he holds that that itself covers you. The third teretz is, Taisvis has a kasha. When the Gemara asks, al the Islam Mishtaba, al the Lesle Mishtaba, Frek Taisvis a kasha, the little top, the second top Taisvis, the Af al Gav, the al Das Bezdin Mashbiyan Oisoi, Mi Kol Mokoin Loi Havale, Lisakin Shvua, Beloshin, Deloi Mishtamish, Echetzi Shaloi. I'll give a hakdama. There's a famous Gemara in Shavuos where a person owed someone zehuvim, 50 zehuvim. And the guy took him to a din Torah, and the guy was taken to court, and whatever it was, the mixes, it was an erech, whatever it was, but he owes him money, and he swore, I paid you back. Now what happened actually, he put all the zehuvim into a cane, into a walking stick, and he crumpled them into the walking stick, and he asked the Taiveya, can you please just hold my stick here for 2 minutes? I want to swear. And then he swears and says, I returned you everything. And he swore. Now, is he saying the truth? Yeah. I mean, he gave it to him as a pekadon. He gave it to him. He didn't even give it to him. He gave it to him as a shomer chinam. He gave him a hollow stick as a shomer chinam. But all the money's in there. He didn't give it as Purim, but he said, Lamaisa, Amy, you know, all the money's by you.
He gave the stick as a pikadon. Who says he didn't give the money as a
pirayin?
Boom, the guy gives it back.
He gave the stick as a pikadon. He had in mind the money as a pirayin. And granted, the guy unbeknownstly, yeah, that's probably what he was thinking. That, you know, okay. Smarter. But that's what he did. The Oil knows the story. The guy got very forbidden because, you know, he wasn't paid back. He smashed the stick. The money came rolling out. And then the Gemara discusses, you know the story? Then the Gemara discusses, is that legit? Did he make a shvua sheker? And it's totally an alum this cool, but when a person makes a shvua, you know, sometimes there's like white lie, there's like blurry stuff over here, all kind of things like that. So the mice is like this. Frek Taisis, the whole Gemara is kashya. What's wrong with just swearing Eli Bapachas Michetzia? Don't tell me, oh, he really meant zero, but he has to do it al das bezdin. Zok Taisin Echanami, the Gemara's Kash is telling in the Machlokes whether Al Das Bezdin must be Taisin or not. Our Gemara wanted to stem even like the other man the Omer. But in Echanami, like the man the Omer, that when a person makes a Shvu with Al Das Bezdin, and Bezdin doesn't want two Drey cups holding a talus, each one saying really zero is mine, but I swore that. We don't want those. So that's enough. Now, we just stepped by accident into the third teretz. That's what the Achrayim want to say. That's a teretz to the Kasha. The reason the Rif and the Rambam don't have to bring these extra added inserts of Kula Shali and all that is because when you say, without all the inserts, you just say, Eini b'pachas michetzya, you mean that you have at least half. You can't mean zero, you can't mean all this shtick because you're doing it al das what Bezdin needs. Now, there's one final teretz. What?
Three quarters.
Yeah. In the Sefer, it could be a problem. I'm going to get to the Sefer's case. That's very good. There's one more teretz. There's a huge sugya the next few days called Choshen HaMamoyin HaChoshen HaShvuasa. And the Gemara is going to ask, why by Shnayim Oichsen do you swear? Yeah, at Kama that he's holding by stealing, he'll swear falsely also, because the Gemara holds that on par, there's no chiluk between Momen and Shvuah. And the Gemara is going to have a lengthy discussion if that's true, because Kemat, every Shvuah, the Gemara is going to go through. Why do you make say that? Go through every Shvuah. Why do you have to make a guy swear? If he's holding by stealing, why would he swear? And the Gemara is going to have all kinds of psychological things. He wants to be Mishtamet and all that. I'm not doing that whole sugya now. And I'm really not. But I want to tell you that at the end of the sugya, the Gemara has a new einfal that sometimes what a person would be having in mind, why, when he sees Shimon, let's call it, sees Reuven pick up a talis first. And Shimon, very slow motion, clearly sees that Reuven picked it up first. Clearly. And he really knows that Reuven is the proud owner of the entire talis. That's worth $300. And he knows that. And he'll go into Bezdin. We had the shadow once. He'll go into Bezdin and say that he picked it up together with Reuven. Or actually better, he'll go into Bezdin saying he picked it up first and the whole thing is his. In order to get a psak that half of it is his. Even though he knows, honest to goodness, that the entire $300 belongs to Reuven, he'll do that because he knows that from 4 years ago, Reuven owes him money, exactly $150, and there's no way to get it back because for that entire year, he has no way of proving, but he knows honest he gets the money. When he gets up and even swears, yeah, half of it is mine, or the whole thing is mine, or I don't have less than half, he doesn't need this stick that really is zero when he's playing a game. No, that's not what his agenda is. He really does deserve a quarter, a half, a third of the talis. So we're not talking about the trickster. We're not dealing anymore with the trickster who really knows it's zero and says, I'll show you a scam. I can get up and make a shvuah. Here, challenge. Get up and make a shvuah. What? That's another cheshbon. But here there's a new knesh. Well, that's best in the Mavishana. With kasha. Say we'll see. Excellent kasha. But this is another cheshbon that the Nachas David brings as a terrorist to the kasha. But now, recap on the whole sugya. The lashon of the Mishnah is that by Shnayim Oichsim, the Shavua's lashon is Eini b'pachas michetzya. The Gemara's added inserts, needed or not, Rif Rambam ba ba ba, is first Yesh li ba ve'eini b'pachas michetzya, or even an added Kula Shali as a statement preparatory Ule debreichem Shavua sheyesh li ba. Fine. I want to now go back that the Gemara asked, cut everything off. Let each one get up straight out and say Kula Shali. Let each one say Kula Shali. What's the first? Swear Kula Shali. And it's not sound that the Gemara asked that right up front center as soon as it fixed up the first insert. Because as I bevarned, and I'm going to say it again, it's the most classic thing. People have a dentura, you have a taina, Shimon, you have a taina, Reuven, you have a taina. Swear your taina. Be ma'amet. How do you say ma'amet? Give truth. Give added blend of truth to your taina. Swear it. Your taina is Kula Shali. All right, if one of them with taina chetz shali, how much would he get? Only a quarter, right? Remember we declared at the beginning of this man, if a person really knows that the truth is that it's chetzi, but he knows that the other guy is saying kulay, is he allowed to say kulay to get his chetzi? Because if he knows if he says chetzi, he's only going to get a quarter. You're allowed to do that, huh? I don't know. You're allowed to swear that? I don't know. But, frek the Gemara, let him flat out say kulishly. What does the Gemara answer? Umi yahavinan lay kula? Are we giving him the whole? What does that Gemara mean? Rabbi say we're going to say three pshatim. Rashi, the Ratzbash, the Shita Mokobetzis brings a pshat from the Ratzbash and the Rambam. What was Rashi's pshat in that shlava of the Gemara? We already did it. Let's say it again. I mean, hopefully Golem did the Rashi in the morning. Did we have? Yeah, we have the Ratzbash here also in the Maram Koimis from Bay's Tapes. Yoim Bay's Tapes. Why don't you make each one swear? Kula Shali. Zog Rashi, great. For protocol, that would stim. There's a toy in Vinita, and each one's supposed to make a shvua, swear your taina. But Lamais, at the end of the day, the Pesach Bezdin's not going to be like that. There's going to be a Laz Bezdin. There's going to be a Laz Bezdin. The Ritzbash has a different shita. The Oilam has to realize, let's not going to be mocked with Taisus. If each one is going to say Kula Shali, you know, hopefully the purpose of this shvua was that the real liar will back down. Sometimes, unfortunately, Dafka, the truth sayer, is going to back down because he has nervin about shvua. Sometimes they both swear. Sometimes they both back down. If they both back down, who gets the talis? Oh, you split it without a shvuah? If they both back out without a shvuah, you split it without a shvuah? And if one backs out from the shvuah and one swears, what happens? What? Al smitoich? What's the din? If one of them wants to swear, one of them doesn't? No? What? Takes the whole thing?
Can't sign.
But again, I lost it. Again, the Shneimach, the Metalis, the Kasha was, let each one swear Kula Shali. Play out the motion. If they both end up swearing Kula Shali, if this would be the so suggested Shvua, what would be the din after they both got up and said swore Kula Shali? Each one gets half. Do we know that right now, Bevadoy, someone walked out making a Shvua Shav? What? No? It's been the dummy. So he's a shtickle oinus because of his fardimian to be the dummies. I know people like that. But would bananas have a problem? Would bananas have a problem with you swearing, each one swearing Kula Shali? Dalam doesn't remember banana? Would bananas have a problem with each one swearing Kula Shali? I have a better question. Does our Mishnah, when you swear Chetzi Shali, or Eimi Bach Chetzi, does that stem with bananas? There's actually a Havam in Gemara. In Baba Metzia, days and the days. Murder the Gazan, listen to a Gemara. Lema last season to like a bananas. The Gemara holds that according to bananas, that by Chenvini and the Pinkasa and the Payalim, you don't make them both swear, because you don't want to swash up. The Gemara actually thought it would be Loy talking that they should both swear Chetzi, because that would also be someone swearing a swash up. And the Gemara says no, because it's not Bavada. But Hagabatvacha, if they would both swear Kulay, then Avada bananas would not be masking to swash up, to make a swash. So Tosis Taka says, when the Gemara asks v'nei makula shali, Zok Tosis, l'rabbonin de bananas parach, the lechayis and swoosh up, because hey, like bananas, was Zichar not going to make each one swear kula shali? Zok the Ritzvash and the Shita, listen to what your words are saying. Maybe even the Rabbonin could agree. The Rabbonin would also agree, why should we make them both swear kula shali? If we have the option that each one should swear Ein li bo pachas mechetzia, and then we salvage, is it possible maybe both of them walk down from the podium and no one swore Shavua Shav? It's possible, Yochal Yisemes, Chaluk Yichal Yisemes, maybe that's what happened. It's possible. Wouldn't it be preferable to do that? So how come we don't do that by Chenvini? By Chenvini, let me remind you the story. The Poyalim did a $700 job of painting the guy's house. They were supposed to supposedly get paid by the Chenvini, who does a service of paying them and get reimbursed. We don't know what happened. There's a glitch. The Chenvini says, I reimbursed the Poyalim, and they want to get reimbursed for the service. The Poyalim say we never got paid. The Baal Bayis ends up paying double. He pays the Poyalim a second time or a first time, and ends up paying the Chenvini a first time or paying the Chenvini for a service maybe not rendered. The Gemara says, though, that the Chenvini and the Poyalim both have to swear. How much does each one swear? The paint job is $700. How much does each one swear? It's terrible. What language are these guys speaking? Can you keep them down to a low roar? The paint job was $700. How much does the chen, because of the glitch, how much does the Baal Bayis end up at the end of the day paying from his pocket? Too much cheshbonos? $1,400. How much does the Poyalim walk home with? We don't know. Someone lied. How much does the Poyalim walk home with? Either $700 or $1,400. How much does the chenvini walk home with? Maybe a $700, not earned. How much do we make each one swear? Before the Baal Bayis pays them, they both have to swear. How much does each one swear? The full amount. Isn't there going to be a shvua shav? What does bananas hold in that case? What? What does bananas hold over there? But what does he do? He has to pay? But he pays without a shvua. Bananas says, listen, you got to pay. Why do you got to pay? We got to go chazer to sing enough gimel, but you got orange shvuas. You got to pay. Shvua is not an option. And like the Rabbanan though, how much does each one swear? Let each one swear 350. I'll salvage that there's an option that maybe no one swore a Shavua Shav. What? Why? Maybe he paid him half? That's not, it's like Ein Derech.
That's not their tainus.
It's not their tainus hero, exactly, but it's not their tainus hero. So that's the connection. Over here also it's not their tainus. Over here, the tainus, one second, let me say it again. Over here the tainus are Kuli and Kuli. But, like bulb, it's Yechayla Yisemes. Over there, supposedly, that's what you're tining, it's not Mestaber that he paid the Poyalim half the job. So there, but less brayer. So Bananas Taka caves in and says, no Shvua. The Rabbanon hold yet. But even the Rabbanon says the Ritzbash. Over here, we're going to implement the Shvua. But why implement the Shvua of Kulai Kulai, which Lechara would be the glass of things, swear your Taina, Even the Rabbanan and the Bananas, when they're able to salvage that, the Shavua shouldn't come to Shavua Shav, let's not do that. That's how the Ritzbash learns the Shavua. Now, in the Rambam state, a different Mahalach in the Sugya, and I want to speak out, it's a very interesting Nakuda. The Rambam says, in Hilchis Toyin Vinitin, the Rambam actually goes on the Sefer. Zeimer, kulay zeimer, chetzi, 3/4 and a quarter. So he swears 3/4, he swears only a quarter. But Barnes the Rambam, why does he only swear a quarter? The guy that's getting a quarter, what was his taina? What? The guy that's getting a quarter, his taina was half. Why doesn't he swear half? Says the Rambam, he said, Mikan ata lomeid. Lechol hanishboim lito ben shvua kala ben shvua chamura she'enoi nishba al mashetoyen el al mashetoyen afal fishetoyen yoysi. The Rambam says a big yisoid on nishba v'noitel. You know there's two kinds of shvua, there's shvua v'nifter and shvua v'noitel. The Rambam says a yisoid. Nishba v'noitel by definition is, you want to get your money? No problem, we'll give it to you. Swear the money you're going to be getting and then we'll give it to you. So by definition, avada, you only swear on the amount you're getting. That's the mahus of the shvua. It's a nishba v'noita. On a nishba v'nifta, maybe there would be a thing that you would swear on everything, even if you're not potter on everything. But on a nishba v'noita, b'mahus, it's nishba v'noita. L'dugma. First of all, shnayim oichazin. This is a loaded question. Shnayim oichazin is a shvua sanoitl and a shvua saniftar, and back to basics, blue, green, gray. Right, each one's holding the edge of the talus at the karkash. So supposedly each one has a potential tfisa on 100% of the talus, but because there's a sphere, because the other guy also does, so we look at it, each one has 50-50. Assuming that each one's mukhzak on 50, or has the festa mukhzak is on 50, and he's getting that half that he's tiny, so he's getting, what he's swearing on is to get something from the other guy, just keep. Big issue. The Rambam's attitude is that it's nishba v'nai, but he's saying it as a yisoid. He's saying it as a yisoid because nishba v'noitel as a rule is swear to get what you're being noitel. There's no such thing as swearing more than that. The shvu is on the netilah. Ha'ara. Why did the Rambam speak out this golden rule at the seifa of the Mishnah? The seifa of the Mishnah is Zayimer Kuli Zayimer Chetzi, 3/4 and a quarter. So the Rambam, why is he only swearing a quarter? His taina was half. His taina was half. Why is he swearing a quarter? So the Rambam, let me tell you a golden rule. You never swear more than your netilah. Why didn't the Rambam say it in the Reishas? I want to say Merit Kachab. The Rambam agrees to the Ritzbash's pshat in the Reisha. In the Reisha, the Rambam was willing to learn like the Ritzbash, and the Ritzbash says that there's a different vort, that we don't want it to be a shvua shav. But in the Seifa, let the 3/4 guy swear 3/4, at least let the half guy swear half. It's not going to be valid shvua shav. The Teretz is, Dr. Rambam, what? Or let them both swear half. Or let them both swear half. Why don't they both swear half? At least one of them is swearing his full time. That's what the Rambam says is rule. You never have a din of nishba v'noitel on an atila more than you're getting. Now, Reb Leib has a whole arichas on this Rambam, and I want to speak out an interesting nakuda. Classic ma'idim mixes. I don't think Ellen's familiar with this halacha. Classic ma'idim mixes. You owe me 100? No, I only owe you 50. Why? I only borrowed 50. I already paid back 50. I only owe you 50. Classic ma'idim mixes. He's not a chasher, the regular guy. So he swears, shvuas ma'idim mixas. After he swears, he'll be able to, you owe me 37. You owe me 100, the guy says, no, I only owe you 30. I only owe you 30. So the 30 that he's ma'idah, he's going to pay. I'm not halach, but he's going to pay. On the halach akfir of the 7, he has to swear. If he doesn't swear, what's the din? If he doesn't swear, shvuas ma'idim mixas. What? Mitoyv. There's a halacha in Masechta Shavuos. The nitva is allowed to get up and says, I want to offer you a deal. He tells the guy, he tells the tevei, he says, listen, I can swear. I can make a shvua. And you know, if I make a shvua, then you're going to be getting your lousy 30, which you think you deserve 100. I'm saying you only deserve 30. I'm offering you an option. I'm punting you something. You could swear instead. This is the Rabbanan Kedim, but it's a takana, it's a din. You could swear instead. I'm throwing the ball to your court. Swear that I owe you the full 100, and then I'll pay you the full 100. But if you don't, then I'm not going to pay you, and I'll get off scot for not paying my 70. No, the 30 I'm going to pay you, but I'll get off free for paying the 70 without having to swear. A person that's chai, b'shvuas haneftarin, is allowed to say, apich shvua, not the din of chashud, which we discussed a little and still will discuss in the coming episodes, where there's a din where a chashud can't swear, and then there's, so does a chashud have mitayich? Well, no, he wouldn't have had mitayich, the whole sugya of ahurei. Stam azoi, by a shvua, you can be mahapach the shvua. Now, there's a bechleikis rishayim. Is this din true also by shvua sanoitlin? Someone, for whatever reason, on any installation, is chayiv shvua sanoitlin. Here, the poyalim, by that story with the chemvini, the poyalim. The poyalim chayiv shvua sanoitlin. The poyalim has nervin. He doesn't want to swear. So instead, well, they can't punt it to the balabais. The balabais doesn't know. But in a case when it's bari and bari, are you allowed to punt the shvua back? So Rabbi Leib is bedayik, and as I say first in the Rambam, this din of mahapach shvua doesn't apply by shvua sanoitlin. Because you know what shvua sanoitlin is? Very simple rule. Whenever a shvua sanoitlin is implemented, first of all, you have to know, by shvua sanoitlin there can be two scenarios. Always, shvua sanoitlin is a derabbanan dekadim. Meaning, what was supposed to be the din before the derabbanan implemented the shvua sanoitlin? There's two scenarios. One is you would have been totally potter, and they said, no, you could be nishma v'naitl. One is fakir, there was mamash going to be a spitz mitoich, you were going to be chayiv, and they said nishma v'naitl. May I suggest that on both accounts, whether the starting point was totally potter or totally chayiv, nishma v'naitl, Zogar Blade, Shana and the Rambam, is one simple rule. You want to be naitl, but we're putting a limit on your schus to be naitl. You gotta do something. You're only going to be allowed to be naitl if you do something. What do you got to do? Make a shvua. And you'll swear the amount you're being naitl. Don't swear your whole taina. Don't give me a whole. Swear when you're being naitl. But that's the only way. So what do you mean you can punt them and say, no, you swear instead? You didn't swear. Then you're not going to be able to be naitl. If you learn that nishma v'naitl is a chiyiv shvua, just like shvua sanaftaran is a chiyiv shvua, so then the same way by shvua sanaftaran you can be mahapak the shvua, by shvua sanaftaran you can be mahapak the shvua. But the Rambam, l'shitasa, it's a gabayit shtickle. Shvua sanaftaran is, you naitl your shvua. And that's why, v'leim is shvua kula shali, the Rambam who holds that shnai maitzim is a shvua sanaftaran. The Rambam holds that it's a shvua sanaftaran, avada the din is that you're only going to swear on chetzi, or by the three quarters and a quarter, you're only going to swear on a quarter. The Rambam was medayged there because by chetzi, he held like the Ritzmash. Oh, you want to go back to Takanta Takanta? Whoa. What was by Choshed? It wasn't a Shvua Sanaitin there for starters, it was a Shvua Sanaftaran.
No, it's Shvua Sanaitin there, it's Mr. Rabban.
Right. Right, and you can't. By Shvua Sanaitin, you never could. But in the Sugi earlier of Takanta Takanta, it started with Shvua Sanaftaran.
Same place. Where lived?
Yeah. Right. No. Maybe it's not a takana. It's not a takana. It's not. You're allowed to offer it. It's not a din of chashid. There's a din. You're allowed. It's not a takanta. You're allowed to be mahapach shvua. It's not a takanta. No. Let's say it's not. But it's not takanta in that sense of bezin. It's a personal thing. But the guy's offering it. I have to think about it. It's not a takana. It's bezin. No. I hear. I have to think about it. Takanta takanta shvua sanai. Okay, Beseder Gomer.
Good.
What? No.